All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. I have a rocking hot bod guest in RHB. He's the co-host of the Basement Yard podcast, or I like to call it the Basement Hard podcast. Joe Santagato, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Santa. That's what I told my daughter was coming. She said, Who's coming today? I said, Santa.
And then she met me at the door and she was like, yeah. This is not fucking Santa.
Well, I said, Santa Gato, the Christmas cat.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Yeah. Look at you. Joe, first of all, I want to be honest with you up front.
Uh-huh.
I have COVID-like symptoms right now.
Good.
I have body aches. I have a fever. I don't feel good. My kids didn't go to school today because we feel like shit. I took a home COVID test, which was negative, but those don't always work.
Yeah, it's true. And also, I want to just say that, like, I think the last four times that we've seen each other,
yeah,
you've got something going on.
So no, me and Pimp just went to did the worst gig I've ever done in my life called Jurgles. We just did a place called Jurgles.
Where is this?
In Pittsburgh. I drove because my agent has told me that I'm his favorite client, so that's why he asked me to drive 6.5 hours to do 3 shows at a place called Jurgles.
Because
he was like, you are a priority here. So I was like, great. So we did 3 shows at Jurgles, and on the 6.5 to 7.5 hour drive back with Homeless Pimp, Pimp was saying, he was like, you got to slow down. You are always doing a million things. But the problem is I have 3 kids, and my girlfriend doesn't want to work. She thinks that she's going to spit bitcoins out of the back of a spin bike.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no choice but to do this. And then what happens is when you work yourself to the bone, 3 shows at Jurgles with meet and greets that half the people didn't pay for, you get home with a slight fever, headache, and COVID-like symptoms.
That's good.
Yeah.
You also ordered pizza at 2 a.m.
That's the part I'm leaving out, is I ordered pizza at 2 a.m. And then Pimp says, hey, you really got to start to get in shape. Pimp's like, I really think if we're going to be doing this, because we're really hitting the road hard now, you got to get in shape. And then shows up this morning with Theraflu and Nutella empanadas for me. I'm like, you think I'm not going to eat the Nutella empanadas, dude? If you literally, anything in an empanada, if you shit in an empanada right
Wait,
now,
I didn't know
I'd
you could
it.
Deep fry in Nutella.
Dude, shout out Mustard Seed Bakery Cafe right here on Staten Island on Forest Avenue. They have Nutella empanadas, and Pimp bought 4 of them.
How were they?
I didn't have any.
Do you know what this kid does?
You ate all of them?
No, well, my kids were going to eat some of them, but they didn't go to school today, and they weren't listening, so then I eat their empanadas. That's what happens.
That's a fair punishment.
Pimp's lost like 50 pounds. He used to be like a fat piece of shit, and
wow.
now he's a hot guy.
Nice.
Dude, girls...
How long did that take?
It's been a few months, right?
A few months, but I watch... Dude,
months, 50 pounds.
He eats one salad. That's all he did. He drinks beers and eats one salad a day. He eats once a day. Just a salad, and then he drinks beers.
Yeah.
Do you actually do that?
Yeah.
Look, that's all. I witnessed it, dude. We were in Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Dude, we were in Baltimore.
I love how like, he lost 50 pounds and people are going to ask him, like, what's your secret? He's like, no, I drink beers.
No.
And I just eat one salad. I starve myself.
No, I've watched him like a hawk these last 72 hours. He's had, in the last 72 hours, I'm not lying, he's had 2 grilled chicken salads and like 15 Heinekens. And he's losing weight.
I'm Irish. I'm Irish. I actually
love that because there's always like some old woman in like Italy. She's like 120 right. years old. And they're like, what did you do? Like, what's your secret? And she's like, cigarettes. Like at breakfast. She just says something like that. She's like, oh, McDonald's every day.
Yeah.
Or like, never gave up wine. It's like, okay, well.
Well, because the thing is like, I understand that to lose weight for me or me to feel good, I have to stop eating sweets. But I've kind of made the decision where I don't want to stop eating sweets.
Oh.
I want to continue to eat candy.
You just got to like. Run more, I guess.
Yeah, but I
don't want to do that
but
either.
How can I do when we got gymnastics at 5 o'clock and I got to go get the kids' uniforms?
Sign up for the gymnastics
kids, they
class.
Have the winter uniform started today and we don't have my daughter's sweater and she needs to be in gymnastics with her friend, which is the 5 p.m. time slot. And then I got shows at the Comedy Cellar. So where am I supposed to run? And I have COVID-like symptoms.
You should do a light jog on stage while you're doing your act.
That's what I'm going to have to do is just a light jog.
Just body weight squats while you're doing your jokes.
Dude, first of all, let me ask you this. Have you seen the show Squid Game?
I've seen like the first few episodes of it.
Bro, I'm telling you, it is the best show. Koreans are on another level right now.
Well,
Koreans, they've really stepped up and proved to me that they are the top Asian. Koreans are now, they've taken the number one Asian slot.
Over our
enemy.
The Japanese or
no,
the
no,
Chinese?
No, the Chinese.
Okay.
No, Japanese have fallen way down.
What?
Japanese are not even in
they
the conversation
anymore.
They create
all the
anymore.
Sex stuff. Like all
They're
the
not
things.
Even in the combo. It is... To me, front runner is Korean. Koreans are number one. They got good actors.
Parasite, that was Korean?
Parasite. They got good barbecue. They do. Good laundry. They don't sweat.
Karaoke.
Karaoke's Korean.
I don't even know.
No, we've talked about this many times in the podcast. Koreans don't, they don't sweat. And I'm sorry, they do sweat, but they don't smell when they sweat. They have a gland.
I actually have that.
They're stinkless people. You don't smell?
No.
Really?
I don't wear deodorant.
And you armpits never smell?
Rarely.
Let me see. Let me test it. Wow. Nothing. I mean, a little, a mini hint of like a salt and vinegar potato chip, but I don't know what you're doing with your free time.
Those are really good chips.
Those are good chips.
It really depends on what
you
like.
Dude, I'll eat your armpits.
Huh?
I'll eat your armpits.
I don't want that.
So you know what's interesting is your co-host, Frank.
Yeah. You guys ran into each other at the
basement
airport.
We're flying out to LA, and then Frank, who, you know, listen, everybody's different, but I'm like, Frank's like a fully grown man. He's like, I've never been to LA before. And I was like, interesting. He was like, what should I do? I was like, don't get on the plane. Yeah. That's what you should do. I was like, Frank.
This is where dreams go to die, Frank.
Yeah, I was like, we were making fun of him. We were like, he's going to think, he's like, went into some like big trivia thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, maybe I'll take some meetings. We were like, oh, this is classic first guy in LA.
Meetings.
Thinks he's just going to come out like Leonardo DiCaprio. And then you flew back home, coach middle seat on the red eye and got on the bus home, you piece of shit, Frank.
He also told me, he's like, dude, like, downtown is not nice. I was like,
no,
no, it's not.
No, the homeless
he's
people.
Like,
are,
he's like, the homelessness is terrible.
Dude, they're shitting in their hands and throwing it at you. Like, that's just what.
Like the Bronx Zoo. It's insane.
Clip it. Los Angeles, downtown LA is the Bronx Zoo. Joe Santagato is half Puerto Rican. He could say that.
Yep. Well, I dated a Puerto Rican in like eighth grade. That counts.
But wait a second.
Sixth grade.
You are Puerto Rican and Italian, right?
Nope.
What are you?
I'm Irish and Italian.
You're not Puerto Rican at all?
No.
You look like a full-blown Puerto Rican kid.
I'll take it. I mean...
You're full white?
Yeah. White as shit.
Wow. Didn't you think you had
my
Latino
mom's maiden name? My mom's maiden name is Lachlan.
Really?
That's the whitest shit.
We booked you as a guest because we thought we were going to get some diversity, but I guess not.
If this is the diversity you're going for, you're really blurring the lines.
Dude, I thought for sure... You were Puerto Rican. I even told Vinny, we called Jasmine, my girlfriend Vinny, on the show. I told Vinny there's going to be another Puerto Rican in the house, and she made extra potatoes with sazon on them. She's like, he'll like these.
Yeah.
And then you came in and you were like, ooh, what's that smell?
I mean, yeah.
Because you're not Puerto Rican.
That's what it is, yeah. And I'm disgusted by other cultures, apparently, yes.
Joe Santagato, racist.
Clip that.
Clip it. you're one of the only guys I like that wears ankle socks.
Well, yeah, everyone you know is just wearing like high.
You got to go above the ankle.
I do have those.
No, but you go below. That one's below the ankle. But
I actually have lower socks than this. They look like the little ballerina shoes.
Oh, my God.
It's for when you're wearing like, you know, some my feet sweat. Say my armpits don't stink, but my feet smell like
shit. You
know
what that's called? Hyperhidrosis.
I don't want to attach any doctor stuff to it.
Sweaty palms, sweaty feet. Hyperhidrosis is what it's called. And I had a physical therapy when I was in physical therapy school. My lab partner had hyperhidrosis of his palms, and we would have to practice on each other. He would like give me like deep tissue massages, and his hands would just slip off my back because they were covered in sweat.
Oh, what a freak. There was a girl I dated in eighth grade, and we had an elective period, and she was really into holding hands back then. Nice. Not sex. And we were
really in eighth grade?
Well, no.
Interesting. I thought she would be.
Also, in sixth grade, same girl who I dated 2 years later, but same girl, sixth grade, she asked me if I was a virgin, and I said, yeah. And she, like, laughed at me.
Because I'm in eighth grade.
And I felt like I was in sixth grade. And
sixth
I was like,
grade, sorry.
And I was like, I felt, like, terrible at myself. Looking back, I'm like, what a fucking whore.
Dude, when I was in sixth grade, I used to religiously fuck the pencil sharpener. Like, that was a thing that I used to do, is just open up that hole.
Wait, which pencil? So are we talking about the one on the wall that you got to crank, or are we talking about, like, an automatic one?
Well, no, I had the one on the wall that you're supposed to crank, but I took it all. I could take it off the wall. It had, like, a hook, and then I would just... I vividly remember just coming on pencil shavings when I was a kid.
Yeah, that explains a whole bunch. You know what I have done? I've one time famously fingered a Tigger... stuffed animal like that. Keep that away from me. Because at the bottom of it, we used to roughhouse back in the day. Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Right where it'd be. So you see how there's a seam right by where the puss would be.
Right. Oh wow, yeah.
Yeah, seriously. So they all meet there. So sometimes if you play with it a little too much, it opens up a little bit. And I saw the little stuffing come out. So I took the stuffing and I put it back in the Tigger, and then I started fingering it. And then I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like, it's kind of dope. So I was just fingering Tigger.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. If someone walked in on me fingering a tiger?
Is Tigger a woman or a man?
It's a man.
It's a man.
Or it's like a non-binary.
But that's the thing. Like, if I'm fingering a guy, that's not necessarily gay. I could be checking his prostate, like, as a good friend.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to do some schooling for it to not be gay. Like, what maybe 8 years of school.
Winnie the Pooh characters, what gender? Pooh Bear character was a boy.
Well, yeah.
Pooh was a boy. But, well, Pooh's genderless. Pooh doesn't have genitalia. He proves that with no pants.
He's no pants.
But, dude, Winnie the Pooh is whatever you want it to be. They say male, but it's up to interpretation.
Is Tigger a woman?
Is Tigger a woman? That. Winnie the Pooh is the first trans character. Seriously.
Male, yeah. Bang, right there.
Tigger's a boy.
Yep.
Aww.
So I fingered a dude's ass.
Tigger the tiger.
Fingered a dude's ass.
My kids are not into Winnie the Pooh. They're not into any of this old stuff. They watch everything on YouTube now.
I don't really
JoJo
like
Winnie
Siwa, the
Pooh. They watch on YouTube.
Well, isn't she's like lesbian now, isn't she?
Is she a lesbo?
Oh, she's bisexual?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Look,
she was.
That, no, for real.
Is JoJo Siwa a lesbo? Because no. If she is, my kid ain't watching that shit.
He spelled that. JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. No, you'll get, you'll yes. See.
Oh, no, she's pansexual. I'm sorry.
So Peter pansexual means what? What is a Peter pansexual?
It means that they're attracted to everybody.
They're attracted to everybody. All right. So, all right, baby. ChristyComedy.com. Me and Pimp are on the road. We've been having such a good time. These shows have been selling out. Thank you so much for all the love. TT Jerry may pop into a few of these. I'm not sure. But we got October 14th to the 16th, Nashville. We've added a Thursday show and a Saturday show. October 23rd, Foxwoods. The first show sold out. Second show has some tickets left. October 29th, Durham, North Carolina with my baby Sal Volcano co-headlining at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Then we got November 5th and 6th, Salt Lake City. That one was just added. November 5th and 6th. Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm coming, baby. It's going to be fun. We're going to get Mormons. Bring your wives, all your wives. November 5th and 6th. And then November 21st, we've added a show at the Wilbur Theater. We've added a show at the Wilbur Theater on that Sunday at 5 o'clock. And then we got Newark, New Jersey in November. We got Phoenix and West Palm Beach in December. Go get tickets. But Salt Lake City is the new one. November 5th, 6th, ChristyComedy.com. No, that's fine. I don't mind my kid watching a Peter Pan sexual person. I think all kids are going to be pansexual. All kids, like, I think, like sex, like, to, like, the younger generation, like, sex and gender and these things, they're not, like, how we think about them. Like,
yeah.
If my kid's going to be, like, whatever, what I think she's going to be, like, whatever goes, you know, which is fine. As a parent, you know, I'm just going to have to accept that. You know,
I think most people probably fall into that like pansexual thing.
I'm going to push Korean on my daughter. I'd like her to go Korean.
Back to Korea.
I'd like for her to go Korean just because after watching Squid
Game.
Wait,
what do you mean by go Korean?
I want her to go Korean or go home. In other words, I want her to have a Korean partner, whether that's a man or a female or a pansexual.
Yeah.
I prefer if you said, hey, what nationality or race do you want your children to end up with? I'm going to say full-blown Korean. Full FBK. Blown.
FBK full-blown Korean.
Have you ever had Korean barbecue?
I have.
Dude.
It's unbelievable. And like Korean barbecue, like chips even. Like we're taking a little bit and sprinkling it on stuff that we know.
And that's what I think about a lot is we don't know anything. South Korea is killing right now. And we don't know anything about North Korea. North Korea might be 10 times better than South Korea.
We don't know. I think we do know.
You've never had cameras in there, dude.
I mean, I'm sure they got tons of cameras.
No, North Korea, you can't, everything that North Korea puts out there on the internet is all like their own images. Nobody's ever taken video live inside North Korea. Because if you do, you get killed.
So it's like Area 51.
It's like Area 51. Maybe they got aliens.
Are you believing aliens?
Are you okay?
Do I believe in aliens? 100%.
You're an alien guy.
Yeah, we all do. I mean, the thing is, if you don't believe in aliens right now, it's
what a fucking asshole you are. You know what I mean?
Pussy. It's like, of course there's aliens. I'm sick and tired of people who still debate that. Like
what is the point of like not believing in aliens? Like it's not like we're talking about fucking, you know, fairies and twinkle dust or whatever the fuck. We're talking about just like, bro, aliens. Like people have seen them.
Yeah.
Dude. Twinkle dust. I haven't heard that word in a while.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. Like that just came out of me.
I like twinkle dust.
No, but you're right. It's like the vaccine. It's like, just fucking take it.
Yeah. Just take it and shut up. And I took the vaccine and I still have COVID-like symptoms. You know what it is? It just hit me as we were driving like the fourth or fifth hour of this 7-hour drive. And I just got like, it just was like, and then I woke up today like sweating and I was like, just taking Theraflu. And I was like, but I took 2 back-to-back COVID tests because we were going to cancel you. We were going to cancel. And I said, you know what? Let me take back-to-back COVID tests. I said, Joe Santagato's worth it. And if I give him COVID, he gets COVID. Like he's just going to have to deal with it because I was like,
I love how you were delivering this without me.
Yeah.
Just, well, we're just not going to
do you care? Do you care if I had COVID right now? Would you care?
Yeah, I fucking care.
Well, we got the dehumidifier on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Perfect.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, we're good.
You want to crack a window?
Nah, that's cool. Spit my mouth.
You're vaxxed.
I am vaxxed up.
Who cares then at this point? My thing is like, I'm double vaxxed up. I had to get, dude, I had to get chipped. And I just want to say, I love you, Joe Biden. I've just been saying that over and over and over again. Since it's weird. It's like, I wake up in the morning. I'm like, Biden.
He is listening.
Joe course. Biden's listening. And I ever since I got the vaccine, it's like, I just love Democrats now.
I know.
But
we saw that beautiful piece of art.
Oh yeah. Ready for this?
I would love to see
the
this.
State of Pennsylvania is, I think, the funniest state in the union. Dude, we were driving and we saw four signs off the side of the highway. We'll pull this up. It was Joe Biden with a turban holding a rocket launcher, and it said, making the Taliban great again. That's what, look at these signs. Joe Biden, making the Taliban great again. We saw these all over Pennsylvania, making the Taliban great again. Literally, people paid money to put these up all over the state of Pennsylvania. And it literally, when we crossed the state line from Pennsylvania into New Jersey, we both got a little sad because we were like, we're not going to see these signs anymore. And they were hilarious.
I'm going to be honest with you. These are not cheap. No. So like, when you guys see these are
50 grand?
Thousands of dollars that we're talking about.
They probably cost about as much as it cost for me to get new windows in the house. Shout out Renewal by Anderson, charging me $50,000 for new windows. You fucking crooks.
So dude, windows, roofs, these guys are robbing you blind.
Does 50K for 19 windows sound reasonable to you?
I mean, I don't know anything about the window game, but I do know $50,000 sounds like a lot for anything.
Yeah. I didn't pay it, by the way. I didn't take the contract.
We're going to take the old windows.
You got to tell them about your paint thing you did.
What?
The paint job.
What do you mean the paint job?
This house has been a money. Every time I stop by, it's 30 grand out the window.
Yeah, we painted the whole house white and ripped up the carpets and all that stuff. And they charged me like 30 grand for all that stuff. And then
do you have any more money left?
No, zero.
What's going on?
So my friend.
He's driving to Pennsylvania. He's like, I got to go to Pennsylvania. Someone's got to pay for the goddamn paint.
Oh, yeah. No, my girl wants to put a swing up outside. So I'm like, all right, I guess I got to add a show at fucking Jurgles. So Richard,
back to Tampa we go.
Richard Gears Jurgles. So I charged me like 30 grand to like paint the house, rip up the carpets, and I spoke to a contractor friend. He was like, what'd you pay for this? About 10 grand? I was like, no, it was like 30 because, you know, labor and blah, 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 blah. He was like, you did not pay $30,000 to get your house painted. I was like, yeah, it's a big house. That's what they said. And he was like, Chris. He was like, please do not do anything in this house again until you call me. I wanted to rip out I have a bar in our living room. I want to rip out the bar, and then we're going to charge me like 10 grand for that. And he was like,
to like just demo the bar?
Yeah. He was like,
no. I'll bring it up for you right now.
He was like, please, for the love of God, do not do that. So we're not doing that. So now he's going to do it. But the only problem with that is now we got to be on his schedule. So we're probably going to have half a bar demoed in the living room for about a week and a half. But hey, at least I'll save some money and not have to do another show in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. You fucks. That's where we were.
We were
in Cranberry, Pennsylvania, the UTI of America.
And technically, the venue is in Mars, Pennsylvania.
Yes. So the towns we were in were Cranberry.
Mars.
Cranberry, Warrendale, and Mars, Pennsylvania. And Mars, Pennsylvania's big attraction is they have a little spaceship in their town square. So they were like, hey, you guys should really go see it. I said, I will drive my car right through it. Okay? What do you think?
Spaceship.
Yeah. It's called Mars, PA. By the way, I just want to shout out Southwestern Pennsylvania. I loved you guys. The shows at Jurgles were fun. Me and Homeless Pimp had a lot of fun. But doing three shows in a bar room was just tough for me because the night before we had done 2,000 people in a beautiful theater in Baltimore with Sal Volcano, and then I just got to crash back to reality like I was a like I was a spaceship crashing into Mars, Pennsylvania. I crashed right back down to Earth and said, you know what? Here's the Lord giveth and the Lord take it away. The Lord giveth me in Baltimore. And then what he said was, you know what, Chris? You got a little cocky, you piece of shit. So now you're going to go to Jurgles. You're going to suck it up. You're going to sweat it out on stage. You're going to get paid bullshit money. You're going to get half your pay in French fries. And then you're going to pay 50 grand for windows. And I'm giving you a fever.
You have no idea. It was a literal half empty restaurant, a 4 o'clock show. And somebody died at the first. Somebody died.
Collapsed.
Someone died at your show?
I don't know if we don't know if they died. We hope they died. Because I mean, at least it's better than living in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. But they collapse.
Wait, during your show?
During the show. But
you watched someone drop.
We didn't watch it. The security guard after, the security, and how about this? I made a joke. The security guard was like a pretty, it was like an older guy, like pretty muscular with like flowing gray hair. And then on stage, I was like, look at the security guard. He's probably going to fuck my mom tonight. You know, like he's just, because he looked like a guy that like, you know, would be like your stepdad and ruin your life.
Right.
And then it was just a joke. And then like an hour later, he was like, you got any pics of your mom? I was like,
no, I didn't say that.
I swear to God. I was like, are you out of your mind, dude? I was like, no. I was like, I was kidding around on stage. I was like, get away from my mom.
So he's probably dead serious. He is that guy.
Another bouncer comes up to me, goes, how old's this guy? I say 37. He goes, okay.
Yeah. They were like, because I think he was judging on like how old he was. And he was like, man, he was like,
they I'm had doing side bets. Like, I don't know. He could be 23 or like 47. I don't know what's going on.
They're like 37. They're like, man, he's still a jerkle. So I guess he didn't make it.
He's really not making something for himself.
I know. Here. Some of the fans one of the fans messaged me and was like, hey, so yeah, Jurgles the other night. I thought you were doing better, ? That's what it said. I was like, yeah.
How big is this room? Tiny.
Nah, it was like 300 people.
That's like Caroline's.
Nah, yeah, we did three shows. It was fine.
It was fine.
We were having fun with it. Thank you, Jurgles.
He shit on one kid, and he's the only kid who showed up to our hotel bar to bother us. Oh my God.
Dude, I shit on this kid. I said his hair looked like I called him a chia pet and all that stuff. And then at some point in the set, I said, I'm going to go back to my DoubleTree hotel that we're staying at in Cranberry and hang myself from a ceiling fan. That's what I said. I said, so if you want to,
Chris was here.
Yeah. So I said, if you want to witness a live suicide, come to the DoubleTree in Cranberry after the show as a throwaway joke. And then people showed up. And then it was me and Pimp sitting there drinking Sam Adams, eating pizza from this pizzeria that we ordered from Sessie's Pizza, which was actually good. And then these people showed up from the show, and they were just like shitting on me, being like, I guess nobody cares about you. I guess you don't have any real fans, man. Nobody showed up to the hotel, even though you said you were going to kill yourself. How does that make you feel? I was like I want to kill myself.
Pennsylvania, fuck off.
I know. There was a part of me that was like, you know what? After the show's ended at about midnight, I'm like, should we just muscle up and drive the 6.5 hours home and get home? And then if we die in a car accident, it's the best thing that could have happened to us.
Dude, I actually have done that from Pittsburgh. So I drove to go to a Steelers game because one of my friends is a Steelers fan. And on the way there, we stopped at a place and I saw these people that I presume to be Amish or something of the sort, but they looked like milkmaids and Abraham Lincoln.
Amish or in the Taliban. You can't tell them apart. You can't, it's getting harder and harder.
The father was wearing like a top hat, which I haven't seen in person. I've only seen them in pictures, honestly.
That's like an Abe Lincoln top hat.
The women looked like that, like they had just been churning butter all day. The son was in the fucking like three-piece suit or whatever. Like the Great Depression. Looked like the Great Depression, sort of. But they were like driving a minivan.
Yeah, so those are Mennonites. The Amish.
Wait, what's that?
Yeah.
Mennonites.
So, dude, my
mom. Are we sure that's not a Pokemon?
My mother's religious yearly vacation was to take me, just me and her, and we go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, because that's what an 8-year-old yes. wants to do, is talk about shoe fly pie on a horse and buggy with their mom. So that's what we would do. And I learned the difference between the Amish and the Mennonites. The Amish are like typical, like their culture has not changed in 500 years. If you take a picture of them, they think you're stealing their soul.
Oh,
you cannot take a picture of them. They think like it's like from Satan and it's stealing your soul. So they think homeless Pimp is full Satan. If Pimp came out there with his camera, they would be like, Lucifer! But the Mennonites, they differ a little bit. They still have the same cultures. They still work up on the farm and do all that, but they're allowed to use electricity. The Amish cannot use electricity. The Mennonites can use electricity in cars.
Do they get like a Rumspringa type of thing?
I don't know if the Mennonites get the Rumspringa, but the Amish get the Rumspringa. And I felt like, and I said this to the crowd, I felt like there were a couple of people at my shows in Jurgles that went on the Rumspringa and never went back because they had Amish features and they were acting very Amish, but they had, you know, Vans
what
on.
What were they doing?
Well, they had the beards, you know, yeah. they had those beards. They kind of were like, you know, they looked a little freaky.
Yeah, the blockheads.
They had the blockheads. They look like they know how to use a plow.
Yeah, you know?
But they had tattoos and were wearing, you know, Ed Hardy shirts. It just, you know, real Pennsylvania just trash.
I always find it fascinating when I think about like the Rumspringa thing where people, like, what it is basically, they could leave the Amish,
yeah,
whatever, and do whatever they want. They go to Times Square and like,
yeah,
see tits for the first time.
Yes.
How do you turn around and go back after that?
I want to ask you. Let's say you grew up Amish, and then it was time for you to get on your Jerry Rumspringa. Would you do it? Would you go on your Jerry Rumspringa, and then would you come back? You have to leave your family. You can never see your family again.
Oh, is that the
yeah, dude? Once you're out, you're out.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
you can never see them again.
I like my mom, dude, but I like just like t-shirts better than like wearing fucking hats and playing with. And you also like no electricity, dude. Imagine like going out and like discovering the internet for the first time. I'd be like, fuck my mom, dude.
There have to be Amish kids. There has to be Amish teenagers that somehow have swindled electronics and are watching Pornhub. 1,000%.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about porn. Yeah. They probably have to do like arranged dance.
But they are masturbating. You're not going to not masturbate. So they probably, maybe they do porn like.
Do you think that masturbation is innate or is it something that we're just kind of like taught?
Well, no, but sexual attraction is societal because in the Amish, I learned this on the tour and I may have said this before on the podcast. Amish men are attracted to women's elbows. That is the feast. They're not looking at tits and ass. They're looking at elbows. They want to see Sarah's elbow. That's what they're looking at, is do you have a nice elbow or not? So if you got one of those like bunions on your elbow, you're out. But if you got a nice, just hot elbow.
Well, I mean, that's all they have to really elbows. Go off of.
Let's see.
Look at that thing.
What do you think? Ladies, I want you to email the podcast, chrissychaospodcast@gmail.com. If you're on Rumspringer right now, whose elbows do you want to suck first, mine or Joe's?
I think my right one's better than my left.
Let me see that.
Which one's better?
I like right just because left has a little, has got like a little cut. It's got almost like a zit on it.
Yeah, it does. I don't know what that is.
Dry skin.
I don't know. Maybe you're infecting me already. I've been here for fucking 10 minutes.
Vin, I'm not, no. She just yelled down, excuse me. We're talking about Amish women, Jazz. It's not cheating. It's not cheating if I hook up with an Amish girl. They're not even part of society.
He's not wrong.
It's not wrong if I let an Amish woman lick my elbows. That's not cheating. I'm sick of this shit.
Do they live in like a gated community sort of, or is it just like open?
No, they live on a farm, like in the middle of a field. They live like on horse and buggies, like on a huge farm.
Because the only thing I really have to go off of, I saw that movie a while ago. Remember the movie The Village?
The Village. Is that M. Night Shyamalan?
Yes.
Okay.
So I actually snuck into that movie because I wasn't old enough to go see it.
Can you just,
and it was fucking
finish
terrible.
Your thought, but can you just, Pippi, go up? Why is the Amish population exploding?
Wait, is it exploding?
Are they getting gentrified? See why Amish population is exploding on Bloomberg.
From New York to Missouri, Wyoming.
The number of Amish people in the U.S. has doubled in the last 20 years, and the sect is spreading across the United States. I wonder what the Amish COVID numbers are like. Are they anti-vax?
No, there's no way they're vaccinated.
No way.
Rub some dirt on it. Literally rubbing dirt on it.
251,000 Amish people in America and Canada, according to Ohio State. Double the estimated population in 1989 of about 100,000. Researchers estimate the population would double again, 500,000. So there might be 500,000 Amish people.
Are we being overrun by fucking Amish?
This is perfect for hipsters.
Amish is why? Because like they don't shower, they grow out their beards. Because
it's so counterculture, man.
They also probably fuck like crazy though.
Ready for this? What I want you to do for this one, because this one has to stay behind the paywall, this question, I want you to go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy, where all the fun happens. We have a whole library of stuff that happens there. You're missing half the show if you're not on the Patreon where the Christians and the chaotics are. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. On the community board right now, when you hear this, I want you to write, who do you got in a celebrity death match? The Amish or the Hasidic Jews? Head to head, right on the community board. I just want to put HJ or AP. Hasidic Jews, Amish people. Go right now, patreon.com/ChristyComedy on the community board.
I don't want to influence anyone's decision.
Yeah.
But.
You know me, I'm Chrissy the dad, Chrissy dad bods. All right, you know me, I got kids. I got 100 kids. I have all Puerto Rican children and I need to find things to do with them. So what I found was this company called KiwiCo. KiwiCo, it is literally my kids. They have nothing to do. I mean, like literally it's like, I don't want them to watch TV. I don't want them to watch YouTube. I want them to do things and like learn how to creatively think and like build stuff and tinker with stuff. And that's what this company does. It literally is hands-on science projects that you can do with your kids. It helps motivate your kids. I was even surprised by how much I love this stuff as an adult. I mean, it was convenient for the entire family. They delivered it right to my door. It was dope. I mean, the kids, they were making stuff where it almost made me feel stupid because I was like, how are my kids so good at this stuff? And I don't even know how to put that piece into that piece. But it was literally like 10 hours went by and all I'm doing is playing with these KiwiCo games, KiwiCo projects. And my kids were like, they literally do it almost every day now and they don't watch TV. So their eyes are not going to dry out from just staring at a screen. Now KiwiCo, at least they're just going to get arthritis in their fingers from putting the little parts together. They don't believe, and it's, you know what else I noticed? Like, especially my daughter, like she, it's giving her confidence that she's like being able to build stuff and do stuff because it gives you detailed instructions. It's really pretty easy to use, but for the kids, it's just like, it's these cool, awesome things that KiwiCo does. And it's Halloween, you know, we got some Halloween stuff coming up. So you can redefine learning with play and explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. And they got some cool Halloween projects they can send right to your door. You can get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code chaos at kiwico.com. That's KIWICO.com. Promo code chaos, 50% off your first month plus free shipping. If you have kids, I'm telling you, this is the one of the best things to do for them is give them these hands-on little science projects. You can do whatever you want. They can do the projects. You help them out with it. Or some of them are so easy that the kids can just do them themselves and you can go and try and have sex with your spouse in the other room. Go to kiwico.com, KIWICO.com, promo code chaos, 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line. All right, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. As you guys know, I talk about BetterHelp almost every week. You know, anxiety, mental health is something that's very near and dear to my heart. And it's just one of those things that has genuinely helped me, like especially being the nutbag that I am. BetterHelp has helped me. There's a broad range of expertise available, whether you're in couples counseling, which I am, or your own counseling. You go to betterhelp.com. And there's someone that they team you up with. And it's all over the world. Any time of the day, they have the right person for you. All right, so all you got to do is go to betterhelp.com/chaos. That's betterhelp.com/chaos. And you're going to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/chaos. I'm telling you, if you are really, really, really want to get therapy, nobody has to know about this. It's just you and the therapist on Zoom, on the computer, just figuring it out together. It helps you immensely. It's helped me immensely. I still want Nutella empanadas every day of my life, but my therapist makes me feel like that's okay, and that even if I'm going to lose a foot one day, it'll all be worth it because I do love Nutella that much. And the BetterHelp people, they've just helped me through many situations. I want to shout out my therapist on BetterHelp. I actually forgot your name, but you're a nice guy. I think you're a guy, however you identify as. BetterHelp.com/chaos. Go get your mental health in check. Not every day has to be Anxiety Tuesday. BetterHelp.com/chaos. 10% off your first month.
Who do you got?
I got the juice, dude.
You got the juice?
Dude, they're fucking... Dude, I was driving to... I was in Dumbo, and I had to get to, like, Williamsburg. It's not that far.
Right.
And I was taking, like, side streets or whatever. Actually, I was in Brooklyn Navy Yard and getting to Williamsburg, which is, like, even closer. And the Hasidic Jews, like, there was traffic. I'm like, what is going on?
Right.
Like, there's never traffic like this. The reason why there was traffic is because there was, like, maybe 100 of them. It right. felt like 100,000.
Yes.
And they were all just smoking cigarettes, like yeah. the children
yep.
just smoking cigarettes, standing in the middle of a 3-lane highway.
Yep.
The ramp to the BQE is there, and they're standing, and one of them's directing traffic. I'm like,
yeah.
Jebediah.
Yeah.
Get out of the street.
Yeah.
How about
that? Yeah. No,
instead
I know.
Of directing traffic, just move.
Dude, the Hasidic Jewish population, if you live in Brooklyn.
Roofless.
So much like if you live in the Lancaster area, it's covered, it's surrounded by Amish people. In the Brooklyn area, there's a lot of Hasidic Jewish people. So there's many pockets of the country that have never seen a Hasidic Jewish person or an Amish person. And the reason why I'm taking the Amish is because they work on the farms, and I think that they're a lot stronger because they're just doing farm work. Where the Hasidic Jewish people, they don't do farm work. They just give you, they just take your money on jewelry.
But they're also good communicators, because that was another thing. If you drive around certain parts of Brooklyn, all of these people are on the phone. They're talking to someone, or they're 100%. Listening to like a radio show on the phone. I heard, 100%. And they're always talking to each other. Also, the big hats. I don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's made out of. There's a lot of things going on.
Dude,
and,
when it's...
And also the big coats. Dude, you could hide...
They do that 100... And by the way, the big coats... Another thing, I don't know if people are not familiar with the Hasidic Jewish population. It could be 100 degrees, 100% humidity in New York City. They're wearing those coats, hats, and beards, and they're not sweating.
They're
so
tough
I don't know
men.
What's happening.
They're just a tough group. They're a tough bunch of fellows.
Who's got the higher vaccine rate? Is it the Amish or the Hasidic Jews? Can we find that out, Pip?
I don't think the Amish even have health care or in the system.
I don't think the Amish are allowed to go to a hospital. There's like lights.
Right.
Are they allowed like under fluorescent?
Yeah, if an Amish person has a medical emergency, do you have to just go old school? Like, do they just put leeches on them?
Yeah, are they getting diarrhea and just like dying like a week later?
Put Amish
Do the Amish go to the hospital?
Do Amish go to the hospitals? The Amish religion does not restrict people from seeking modern medical care. Okay. For the most part, Amish use local doctors and dentists. Oh, imagine going to an Amish dentist. They're just knocking your teeth out with a piece of a barrel.
They're just like, oh, they don't have anesthesia. They just hit you with a hammer.
Oh, my God, dude. It's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why do some Amish remove their teeth? What is going on with the Amish? It's not unheard of for young people in Amish communities to have dentures. But why though?
Wait, how are you young and already have dentures?
Oh my God, it's to prevent multiple visits.
So in order to
did they take all their teeth out? Honestly, that's efficient. But
I was gonna say that's not like a horrible idea. Like if you're not a like that's the thing. So you know what? Actually, now my whole opinion of dentistry is changing. You money hungry pieces of shit.
That's what it is.
It literally, you're like a mechanic that constantly breaks the car so you can get more money.
Yep.
You know that if you just removed every tooth in my head,
yep,
I'd be one and done. And you could just give me dentures, and then I could just take my teeth out and look like a guppy for when I go to sleep. But instead, you make little fixes just so you get money. Dentists yes. are scum. Clip it.
Honestly, you're right, because also big dental, big pharma, they yes. work the same way. Big pharma, they give you pills. And it's like, yeah, we'll fix this, but we're gonna hurt this. So who knows yeah. what the dentist is doing?
Who knows?
Like, oh, we're gonna put this filling in. Yeah. It doesn't really help the rest of my teeth.
The Amish are effective. They're efficient. I meant to say the Amish are efficient. They say, you know what? You know what? You know what's the best way to prevent cavities? Remove your teeth, and then you can eat all the sugar and candy you want.
It's honestly
I gotta go Amish, dude.
I mean, I don't have to go Amish, but I will say
I want to see if they get back. Amish do not brush their teeth every day.
And wow. most do not floss. Yet their yep. children have half as many cavities as other U.S. children, and
because they have no teeth. They also take their teeth out.
They also don't have like candy and shit though. Yeah. They probably are just eating like, you know, rice.
Here we go.
Or beans.
Amish vaccine rate, 10% of its roughly 44,000 residents fully vaccinated. Less than 1% of the Amish have received any doses of the vaccine. But nobody old gets school. On them about not getting the vaccine.
That's because you
like
can't
the Amish
see them.
Are just...
Well, you can't see them. They're also hidden like in the woods or whatever. I don't know anything about them, to be honest. This is like a full guess.
Do we, for the Patreon,
yeah.
patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
We should go to the Amish and start taking pictures of them. Well, you take pictures of them. I'll just watch from the car.
I want to do that. That's what I was saying. Are we about to do a YouTube vlog with me and Joey Santa?
Wait, this is bullshit.
Amish is not a
Amish
race.
Amish people love volleyball. I need to see
how?
That.
How? Well, I get no, it's no electricity.
They love playing horseshoes. That makes
that
sense.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Don't call the Mennonites. See, I told you.
Dan, that's like Korean and Chinese.
Yes.
Yo, chill. I'm not Korean.
Well, nobody could tell them apart. Mennonites. I'm just kidding. Shout out Squid Game. I loved it.
that makes everything better.
I was just kidding around. Yeah. Shout out. The Koreans made Squid Game, and it was one of the best things ever made. China made COVID, one of the best things you guys ever made. The Asians are taking over America, but I love it. Shout out Asian people.
You honestly just get ahead of it now. Go on Duolingo. Put in one of the Asian languages.
I love Asians. I genuinely do.
We use Babbel here.
But. We use Babbel. Yeah, shout out Babbel.
Oh shit!
Promo code Chaos. You get 3 months off on a 3 month order. Mennonites and Amish aren't the same thing. Mennonites are usually less strict. They typically have cars and use electricity. The men can even be hard to identify, but the women wear unpleated caps like yarmulkes, but cuter. Several of my cousins married Mennonites. Wow.
Wait, is that how you say is that how you spell yarmulke?
Yeah, yarmulkes.
Bro.
Yarmulke.
Not one. I have never spelled it that way, yeah. ever.
Well, because I knew that it was yarmulkes because I would write a lot. Like, I would write yarmulkes a lot because I would like, I used to do a lot of bits about yarmulkes, so I figured out, but then I just changed it to yammies.
Yammies.
I was like, are you wearing a yammy?
I need you to do the yarmulke bits tonight.
Dude, Comedy Cellar tonight, doing the yammy bit.
Do you know a lot about like the Hasidic Jews or?
I know the
Because I was just in a suit shop. I went to Suit Supply in Williamsburg. This kid comes in and then his boys show up. Like, and they're like, you know, they're, I think they're maybe 16 years old or something, or 15 or whenever they become a man. What was that? 14?
When you get circumcised, are you? No, not when
no,
you're.
No, no, no.
When you become, there's the bar mitzvah, or the bar mitzvah for the guy.
It's a, I don't know.
Do they do that in the city of Jewish population?
Yeah, they bar.
The great thing about talking about.
Pimp hasn't spelled one thing right.
No, dude. You don't even know every week. I mean, the things that he spells, it's so funny. We're gonna do a spelling bee. My daughter versus homeless pimp. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna see. We seriously should do that for a vlog. You, Delilah, and fucking TT Jerry spelling bee. That's the bit. We gotta do it. Mark that down. Don't forget that. That's gonna be on the Patreon.
We're doing it.
That's amazing.
The thing is, the good thing about talking shit about the Amish and the and the Hasidic Jews is they'll never hear it.
No, they won't.
They'll never hear this.
No.
So we can just really rip them. So a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, is a coming of age ceremony for Jewish boys and girls when they reach 12 or 13. Okay, so.
So they were like that. But the kids came in and they had suit jackets, but their arms weren't in them. They were just kind of like on their shoulders or whatever, and they were wearing these hats. Look like regular hat. Look like what a girl would wear to like Tulum or something. Then they had these like fucking strings or something.
Yes, because I think it's like prayer belts or something like that. I think like the strings that come out of the back of that. I think it's got something to do with how they pray.
It was like really smart people when they graduate high school or college or something. They get like the, you know what I mean, like the
Jewish people string belts is what.
Zit.
Samaritan specially knotted ritual fringes or tassels worn in antiquity by Israelites and today by observant Jews and Samaritans. I can never see the word tassel and not think of booby.
Yeah, it's
I just always think booby tassel because from Big Daddy with Adam Sandler, which says booby tassels.
Yeah.
Shout out to Adam Sandler.
Also, like when
we sent him a movie idea and he never wrote back. Me and Colin Quinn, and Adam Sandler are best friends. And we sent them a movie thing. It got left on red. Thanks, Adam.
He's going to love this. No answer.
Just seen. Left it on scene.
Who decided nipple tassels were like hot?
I'm going to be honest with you.
I can go without it.
The nipple ring is the thing I would never do. I don't need a nipple ring. I'm not hating on it.
On you or like in your.
On a woman or on me. The nipple ring is just something. It's like. I don't need to be part of that.
I was actually bamboozled by a nipple ring when I was in my younger days.
Wow.
But like, when I was living at home, I had a room in the basement so I could sneak people in the back door. So I used to do that. And this girl came over and it was like pitch black in my room. I didn't turn the lamp, nothing. So it was pitch black. And we started like hooking up. And then I went to go like grab her boob. And I like was like, what the hell? Like, I thought it was like a zipper or something. So I went to go pull it, and it was like this big. It was like an owl.
Wow.
Nipple ring. Basically, like, you remember Janet Jackson had like that ninja star?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was like an owl. I was like, what the fuck? And it was ripped her nipple off.
So she had like a full nipple cup. Like she was covering a whole nipple with the ring.
Yes. It was like a fucking owl, dude.
That's so weird. Did you rip it off?
No, I pulled it. She was like, and I was like,
what's the point of the owl? Oh, I guess like Hooters.
Well, I really don't know. I didn't ask about like the significance of the bird. I didn't know if it was.
Speaking of basements, we're doing the podcast today live from the basement. Usually we do it upstairs in the sunroom, but we're doing it live from the basement today because we didn't want to lug the TV up. And then I have more good news for you is we were told yesterday that we had a significant black mold problem in the basement. So breathe it in.
All right. So we got black mold. We got COVID.
We got COVID. But
I hope I just get out of here, honestly.
Well, we'll see, Joe. You are on Staten Island, so.
I'm never getting over that bridge.
You're never going to get over that bridge if you're a Democrat.
All I saw, by the way, when I was driving here was just all those like political signs in the ground
and they
everywhere you could go.
Yeah, and it's pro Donnie T. They are Republican.
I forgot because when you were saying about the billboard of Joe Biden with the rocket launcher.
Make the telephone great again.
I went to Livingston Manor in upstate. And I was driving around. I wasn't in Livingston Manor. I stayed at this like town that was like a little like one over. It was like right in the middle of the woods. But as I would drive into town, there was this one house that I had to pass every single time. And they had a giant, like 8 foot tall cutout of Donald Trump or of Joe Biden. And it said something like that too. It said something about the Taliban. It wasn't like make the Taliban great, but it was something about the Taliban It was like Joe Biden, and this thing was weathered. So it hadn't been out there forever.
I'm just done with guys with beards. I'm done with long beards.
That's fair.
I'm done with long beards. I'm done with the Taliban. I'm done with the Amish. I'm done with Hasidic Jews. I'm done with Duck Dynasty. I'm done. If you got a long beard, I'm done with you. You're thinking in ancient times, we have Manscaped, who doesn't promote the show anymore, you pieces of shit. But we have... But we had Manscaped. We have ways to shave your beard. I'm done with the beard down to the chest. You're not Santa Claus. I don't want to talk to you if you got a long beard. I'm done with them.
Anyone who goes out in a costume, go fuck yourself.
Good. Yes. Costume, if you're wearing a hat because of religion, I'm out.
What'd you say about a costume?
Like if you come out in a costume, like you know, like if you're wearing like a uniform, like you know, oh, like you come out like with you know,
like if you have to go to bumper cars with a rocket launcher.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
I honestly, like, I for real, when those pictures came out, like I right now, I don't even know if those were real. I thought they were like fake.
When those pictures came out of the Taliban riding around in bumper cars, I was like, they look like they have. Having fun. I emailed my agent. I said, is there a place to do comedy in Kabul? Because they look like Chrissy Chaos fans. They have rocket launchers on bumper cars. That's what my fans do. I was like, can we play the Kabul Chuckle Hut? I want to play the Jurgles.
Is there a Jurgles?
The Jurgles. Literally, when I went to Jurgles, I might as well have been in fucking Kabul.
It's the same amount of drive.
Yeah, my agent, he called me. He called me this morning. He was like, how was Jurgles? I hung up on him. I was like...
There you go. Yeah. There's your Jurgles.
But you'll still get 10%.
And then I saw another photo of them like in boats or something.
Yeah, dude, they're having a good time. I didn't even know they had water in Afghanistan. I had no idea they had a body of water that you could even have a boat. All right, HelloFresh. You know that I've been telling you, I've been learning how to cook. I've been doing these things. HelloFresh, they got the pumpkin cinnamon rolls. How many times do I have to tell you about the pumpkin cinnamon rolls? They're fantastic. Next time we cook with HelloFresh, we're going to film it. You know they're not going to pay us to film it. We're going to film it just because I want you to see how much I love this thing. I mean, we all know how to cook now because of HelloFresh. It's awesome. It's quick and easy meals, low prep, one pan, 10 to 15 minute meals. It cuts out all the time on cooking and cleaning. You don't even have to clean up that much. You throw half of it away. It's calorie smart. It's got 50 menu and market items to choose from. It's awesome. It's 30% cheaper than going to the grocery store. So it's actually cheaper than going to the grocery store, and it's healthier. It's the best. You literally, if you want to learn how to cook, all you got to do is and just eat healthy. Go to HelloFresh.com. What's the promo code? HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/chaos14.
This is insane. Somebody deleted large chunks of like Facebook's like inner. People are claiming that Facebook might just be gone.
Facebook is gone? Thank God, hallelujah.
Oh my God, HelloFresh.
During the HelloFresh ad read, we've heard that Facebook has been completely deleted. It's a happy day. Go out right now, start cooking. Go to HelloFresh.com/chaos14. Use the code chaos14. You can get 14 free meals, including free shipping. You got nothing to lose. If you want 14 free meals, even if you don't sign up for it, just get 14 free meals if you go to HelloFresh.com/chaos14. It's free and it's amazing. Facebook is dead.
Well, the Taliban leaders said to the younger guys, stop posting selfies. Stop it.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Because the new Taliban, I'm telling you, the new Taliban leaders are like guys in their 20s and early 30s.
The neo-Taliban.
There will 1,000%, mark my words, one of the, like a high-ranking member of the Taliban in the next 10 years will be transgender. You will see a transgender Taliban person who's, I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I will place a bet on that.
Yes. Let's place a bet. I'm telling you, dude, it's going to happen because it's the new way of thinking, the new genderless, kind of free, open, and gay society that we live in is touching all corners of the world. So that's good. If the Taliban comes out with trans members, that's positive. That's a positive thing.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But I'm not going to hold my breath on that. Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, I'm not saying...
I'd say if like you said, there is a high-ranking, like, Taliban, whatever, who comes out as transgender, and everyone's like, cool, that's just...
There has to be somebody...
Do what you got
to
do.
There has to be some member of the Taliban who's at least secretly gay. No, 1,000%.
Oh, I mean, if you go by the numbers, then
statistically
yeah.
impossible that they're not... You wouldn't be.
Gets lonely.
What is it, like, 1 in 3?
Yeah, dude. There's 3 of us here. Come on. Well, you know what's going on. Come on. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know how it is, dude.
I know. I don't know. It's actually... I don't know the statistic, but it's like 1 in 8.
1 in 8 are gay?
I think so. I am
What defines gay, though?
I just...
If you have a gay thought, you're like, you have to openly come out...
No, like sucking and enjoying.
Yeah, what defines being a gay man? What is the... What defines... Yeah, what
sucking
makes
and
me
enjoying.
Gay? Yeah. What makes me gay? Oh, scientists may have finally unlocked the puzzle of why people are gay.
I can almost guarantee this is bullshit.
2012.
lesbians get it from their fathers. Well, yeah. we can close this already.
Yeah, get that trait from the
opposite. I'm lesbian because my dad made me.
Yeah. Well, a gay man, so they're saying lesbians get the trait from their father, gay men get it from their mother. This sounds ridiculous.
Well, also, isn't there that thing also when everyone's born, they want to like fuck their mom or something? Or like,
that's the Oedipal complex, yeah, with Sigmund Freud, is when you're a guy's,
you want to fuck
little
your mom?
Boys secretly want to have sex with their mother. Yeah.
Dude, I've never wanted to fuck my mom.
Fruit, by the way he just spelled Freud was F-R-U-E-D, Fruit mom fuckling. That's what he just wrote. Fruit mom fuckling. Are you able to get your search? Like, can you get that onto the screen when you Google that?
Yeah, yeah. Are you allowed to have internet after all of these searches?
I'm surprised
they haven't just shut you down.
Dude, I love it. Freud.
Dude wants to fuck his mom.
Right. Was in the 1890s. By the way, you know what's amazing thing about Sigmund Freud is he would actively use cocaine. Like, cocaine was like didn't have like the stigma it had. Like, he was open about like, I'm coked out. And that's why towards the end of his career, it started to get really erratic and wild, because he was coked out of his fucking mind.
It's just like,
some of his theories got nuts because he was legitimately like a cokehead.
It was like
all
1800s
the smartest people back then were crackheads.
All of them. Yeah. We have to go to Vienna, Austria, pimp. That's like literally.
Why?
Well, number one, the strudels. The pastries there are unbelievable. One. So I want to go there. I want to go there before I lose a foot.
Yeah.
But, Vienna, Austria is a beautiful city because it was preserved during World War II. It wasn't bombed because Hitler thought that it was such a beautiful city that he preserved it. So Hitler has done some good things.
Isn't he from Austria?
Yes, he's Austrian. Okay. And some people think he's actually Jewish. How wild is that?
Wasn't he? Someone said he was gay or something.
He probably is. And they say he has micropenia, which is an actual medical condition where your penis is like so small. Hey, Delilah. As we're talking about Hitler's penis, my daughter comes and pokes her head down. Go upstairs. Delilah, go upstairs. What's wrong? What? You're done cleaning your room? Yeah, what did mom say? Okay, so go watch TV. Where is mom? Where's mom? Go upstairs. Jesus, I mean, perfect timing. As soon as we're really getting into the nitty-gritty, I mean, we're really starting to escalate, kid, the apex of this podcast episode.
This has to be a bit that she came down at that time.
No.
I don't even believe that.
Yeah, the whole thing, Chrissy, welcome to the Chrissy Chaos podcast. The CCP. We are the new CCP.
Hitler's micropenis, and she's like, hey, Dad, what's up?
She's like, Dad, I cleaned my room. Can I go take a nap? I'm like, yeah, do whatever you want. Go fucking watch JoJo Siwa, that dyke.
Oh my god.
Watch my new show on True TV called Backyard Bar Wars. That piece of shit show. They want me to do a second season. I was like, no, I'll do it. As long as you do it in New York and New Jersey, I'm not getting on a plane to do Backyard Bar Wars, you fucking pigs.
You got to pay for the windows.
I do. Actually, yeah, you know what? I forgot that it's 50 grand because Renewal by Anderson are fucking communist terrorists. I didn't know Renewal by Anderson was sponsored by the Taliban. So as a matter of fact, if the people who run Backyard Bar Wars, please use me. I will get on a plane. I have no money.
I'm the same way, because like I didn't have a credit card until I was like 24, because I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Smart.
And I was like, to me, it was like, I feel better knowing that I'm paying this with the money that I have and that I don't have to remember to go pay a bill or this and that. This is before I had any sort of like financial like knowledge at all. But luckily, my brother Thomas, like you said, points me in the right direction. And like now I have, actually a family friend of ours who was one of his friends from high school who like is my financial advisor, and then like my accountant is someone who they know as well.
Yeah, it's all in the family.
So it's basically, yeah.
I like it, dude. And because you know what's beautiful about being in the family, having everything in the family, is you don't see it coming when you get swindled. It just...
X didn't cook all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, you just wake up one day and you're at Santos. But it's good, baby.
Your car just declines and you got to move out.
Joey, what about, are you doing anything like on the road? Is there, what can people see or plug or, you know, what are you doing?
Well, I just came out with a game that I have for you right there.
Oh, Pay the Price, it's called.
It's called Pay the Price. The website is paytheprice.com. But me and my business partner, Greg, we created that game. And it's a trivia game that basically, it's like Cards Against Humanity. Like it lives in that sort of same realm. But we saw just like this void of like this thing. It's like, we wanted there to be trivia. I love going to trivia at like bars and stuff. And so I was like, okay, it's going to be a trivia based thing. But then it also has this element of like, if you get a question wrong, you still have an opportunity to score a point if you're willing to do these like wild consequences. Like some of them are like, text your mom a porn link or something.
Please do that.
So there's like crazy shit like that in it. But we tested it with like a bunch of our friends. Like I had my friends come over and like we played, I watched them play the game and they were, it was like, it was great to see. And now we came, we raised money on Kickstarter and then we just launched it probably like a month or two ago.
So it's paytheprice.com.
Paytheprice.com.
Paytheprice.com. I want you guys to go get that game and then I want you to screenshot pictures of you playing that game. If you want, we will pick the best one. If you want to put one of your nuts on the game, send a screenshot of that. We'll blur it out and put that on the Patreon.
Exactly.
No, go buy that game. That's a game. That's honestly a game that now that we have it, because we're doing the road so much, we'll play that game on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Me and you. Because it's just like, I mean, you're sitting there drinking beers, eating salads anyway. Might as well send a porn link to your mom.
Drinking beers, eating salads. That's it.
That's it, dude. Beers and
that's
salads.
That's the diet.
That's the name of my new tour. Beers and salads.
Beers and salads.
Speaking of my tour, go to christycomedy.com. We got a lot of dates coming up. We got Nashville. We've added shows Thursday. We've added a show Saturday, October 23rd. We got Foxwoods. The first show sold out. The second show is almost sold out. Go get the tickets. October 29th with Sal Volcano in Durham, co-headlining at the Durham Performing Arts Center. And then we've added a second show at the Wilbur Theater, November 21st in Boston. It's at a 5 p.m. show on a Sunday fun day. And most of the other shows are sold out. We got... in December, too, we got West Palm Beach and Phoenix. So West Palm Beach and Phoenix, those tickets are on sale. Go to christycomedy.com. Thanks for the love and support. Always patreon.com/christycomedy and then patreon.com/basementyard, right?
That's it.
The page. The Patreon, if literally for the cup of coffee, $5 for a month, you get extra bonus content that gets you through your day, gets you through your week, and it is a full other part of the show that you can't understand this without doing that, and we love doing it for you, and we get really, really, really crazy behind that paywall. So, absolutely. You wait until you see what happens on the Patreon with me and Joe. I'm going to stick my toes in his ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ.